The city of Philadelphia could get a very nice Christmas present. A local committee is trying to raise $68 million to keep a Thomas Aikens masterpiece called The Gross Clinic from being sold to a partnership of museums in Washington, D.C. and Arkansas. The Philadelphia Museum of Art and the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts have asked local residents for money. The fundraising deadline is December 26th. Meantime, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports on what's going on in the painting itself.
On television, somebody's always operating on somebody.
Oh, my ever-loving.
We need to open her up. I'm taking out the scope.
Ten blade.
Now, you might not want to trust your life to the romance-soaked surgeons on Grey's Anatomy, but the doctors in Thomas Aikens' painting had their own problems. They're performing surgery on a boy's leg. In 1875, that was an unusual subject for art.
Very unusual. Very unusual and very shocking.
Dr. Samuel Gross, a world-famous Philadelphia surgeon, stands lecturing to students, scalpel in his bloody, gloveless right hand. There's more blood on his assistants and, naturally, the patient. Kathleen Foster, curator of American art at the Philadelphia Museum, says other artists did clinic paintings, Rembrandt, for instance, but the Aikens is different.
It was so in your face. It was really a surprising, astonishing painting.
And it remains that. We're in 2000, what is this, six? And we're looking at it, a reproduction, and going, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something wrong with you, or maybe you're a surgeon in order to not feel a certain queasiness looking at this picture.
If you dare, the image is at npr.org. Here's what they are all doing in that surgical amphitheater at Jefferson Medical College in Philadelphia, which is where the painting is hanging right now.
It's an operation to remove dead bone from the thigh of this young boy, probably a teenage boy. And so you can see the other doctors holding open the incision, and Dr. Gross is turning to explain to the students what exactly he's doing.
They're all wearing business suits, dark suits.
Oh, yeah. In 1875, Dr. Gross would have walked in off the street and done surgery in his three-piece suit.
Were business suits, were they the fashion then in operating rooms?
Well, I don't know if they were actually the fashion.
We're asking NPR's Joe Palca for some perspective on 19th century medical practices.
Doctors didn't really have a sense that they needed to be in a sterile environment.
They didn't understand about germs and infection.
That's right. It wasn't clear where the infections after surgery were coming from, and people didn't actually realize that the doctors were bringing the infections and the germs in with them from the street.
Right. Joe, don't go away. There'll be another question about this, what curator Kathleen Foster says about the painting's portrayal of how they put patients under in the 1870s.
At the head of the table, over the patient's head, you cannot see the patient's head. The anesthesiologist is holding a square of cloth over the face of the patient, and that's anesthesia in those days.
I talked with Thomas Broman, who's a medical historian at the University of Wisconsin, and they used two different things in those days.
One is chloroform, and the other is ether. Ether was used for many decades after this.
And what they had to do was they would watch the patient and monitor him just by observationally to see if he was getting enough anesthesia, because that was the only way to know.
Dr. Broman also told Joe they didn't linger in the ORs back then.
I'm pretty confident that in the period we're talking about, the 1870s and 1880s, surgery was pretty quick. You're not talking about the kind of surgery you see on Grey's Anatomy where, you know, you've got people in there for hours and hours and hours.
The lighting was pretty good, though, at least in the painting. Mostly, the Gross Clinic is dark, all those business suits. But Aikens shows Dr. Gross standing in a shaft of light.
Because he's using an absolutely natural, realistic light source. That is, it's the oculus at the top of the surgical amphitheater. That's the way he operated. In fact, if you think about it, operations in those days always took place at lunchtime because the sun was overhead, and so the light was the best in the middle of the day for surgery. So that's the time that's being shown here. But the way that light works to fall across Dr. Gross's forehead, so he looks like the sort of secular saint. His hair is glowing. His forehead literally is glowing as if the inspiration and wisdom is coming from it. It's an amazing use of realistic light.
Dr. Gross is a hero in this painting. But over on the right-hand side of the canvas, sitting in near darkness, a shadowy observer.
It's Aikens himself, and I think it's a record of Aikens' own presence in that surgical amphitheater, that he himself had been a student of Gross. And I think it's a way to kind of give authenticity to the painting, to say, I was a witness to this, I was there.
Thomas Cooper Thwaite Aikens was 31 years old when he did this 6-by-8-foot canvas. Often called the greatest 19th century American artist, Aikens made it a point to watch surgeries and even perform dissections at Jefferson Medical School. He was a fanatic about the need for artists to understand anatomy.
Because he felt that to make a convincing figure painting, you really needed to know how the body worked and how weight was distributed on the frame and how muscles work.
No one knows the name of the patient in the Gross Clinic or what happened to him, but Joe Palca, apparently his chances were pretty good.
That's right. Dr. Gross had gotten this technique down where he only scraped away the dead bone. Apparently in the past, they would amputate the leg. Mm-hmm. And so this was a less invasive procedure. He was good at it, and there's a good chance that this patient would have survived.
NPR's Joe Palca. Shocking, violent. When Thomas Aikens' painting, The Gross Clinic, was shown in New York, a critic called it one of the most powerful, horrible, yet fascinating pictures that has been painted anywhere in this century. In 1878, 3 years after Aikens made the painting, some of Dr. Gross's former students bought it for Jefferson Medical College in Philadelphia. They paid $200. Soon it will be sold. This time the price is $68 million. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.